Causes of vision loss according to Chinese medicine. Environmental causes of degenerative vision loss. The eyes open to direct contact with the outside world, and they are simultaneously connected to the internal organs and vessels. Chinese medicine suggests 6 environmental or external qi factors that can lead to vision loss. The 6 environmental pathogenic factors. The pathogenic factor is fire and heat. The organ affected is the heart. The common effect, swelling, inflammation, redness. Common in acute eye disease. The pathogenic factor is cold. The organ affected is the kidney. The common effect, slow onset, sharp pain. Most cases of chronic degenerative vision loss. The pathogenic factor is wind. The organ affected is the liver. The common effect, sudden and rapid onset, common in acute eye disease. The pathogenic factor is dampness. The organ affected is the spleen, pancreas. The common effect, mucus, edema, secretions, slow onset. The pathogenic factor, dryness. The organ affected, the lung. The common effect, dryness, itching, and redness. The pathogenic factor is summer heat. The organ affected? All organs are affected. The common effect? Inflammation with mucus. A person's resistance to environmental pathogenic factors is based on how strong or weak his or her constitution is. This ability to resist and or recover from external influences reflects the state of a person's vital qi. Simply stated, if a person has good resistance, the body can ward off potential hazards associated with these external stress factors. The person with strong vital qi will also recover easily from trauma. An individual with weak resistance will be more susceptible to these factors and will have difficulty recovering. The occurrence of and ability to recover from chronic eye conditions reflect the struggle between the vital qi, immune response, and the 6 environmental and 7 emotional pathogenic factors. Any of these factors can invade the body through the skin, mouth, nose, or the meridians. They may invade the upper part of the body and affect the vision or directly traumatize the eyes. One or more pathogens can damage the eyes, causing vision loss. These influences are closely related to the seasons and commonly arise during seasonal changes. Of these 6 external factors, wind and fire usually attack the eyes in acute cases. These are considered yang conditions of the eye. Wind is the leading pathogenic factor, which can easily bring other environmental evils into the eyes. Wind is characterized by rapid change and sudden onset. Fire is characterized by inflammation, ulceration, and redness. Other pathogenic factors can easily be turned into fire toxin. Dryness and summer heat are other yang pathologies. Dryness is where the blood and fluids are diminished and fail to nourish the eyes. This is often the effect of wind, cold, and/or fire. Summer heat is caused by extreme environmental heat and fluid exhaustion. It is often accompanied by dampness, mucus, and yellow discharge. Dampness and coldness are generally considered yin conditions. Lack of healthy yang qi, or metabolic heat, allows for susceptibility to these kinds of patterns. Most vision loss conditions are the result of cold, which results in poor circulation to the eyes. The invasion of cold bottles up and/or consumes the yang qi, depriving the eyes of warmth and nourishment. Relative coldness may also settle into the muscles, vessels, and skin around the eyes. Note, moxibustion, herbal heat therapy, remains one of the best means of dispersing cold stagnation in the eyes. Local moxa application near the eyes should only be performed by an experienced practitioner. other factors that can cause damage to the eyes. There are many other stress factors in our daily environment that can contribute to vision problems. Some include fluorescent lights, reading in poor or dim lighting, environmental allergens, chlorine in swimming pools, air conditioning and forced hot air or baseboard heating. Emotional causes of degenerative vision loss. There are basically two kinds of emotions, positive and negative. Negative emotions result in low energy, and positive emotions generate high energy. A smile can actually generate health, while a frown can weaken you. Changing emotions are the effect of normal mental activities. Excessive and unresolved emotions can have very strong psychosomatic effects on the body, including the eyes. Prolonged negative emotions can drain the body's resistance and vital qi. Violent emotional upset also disturbs the flow of qi among the internal organs of the body, leading to dysfunction of the eyes. Abnormal circulation of qi can interfere with circulation of blood and other fluids, further lowering function of the eyes. Each emotion affects the qi, blood, and fluids of the body in a different way. Anger. The two most common emotions that I have observed to be associated with vision loss are fear and anger. Anger upsets the liver and causes qi, pathogenic heat, to rise, and the eyes become congested with excess. This heat can cook the blood vessels and the physical structures of the eyes, causing severe tissue damage and reduced function. Prolonged anger and rage can be lethal to healthy vision. Essentially, one may become blinded by rage. Fear. Fear causes the qi to sink. When the energy of the body sinks, qi, blood, and fluids are literally drained from the top of the body. The opposite action of anger, fear results in too little nourishment reaching the eyes. Fear also drains the kidney yin energy, which controls the eyes. When the yin energy of the liver and kidney become substantially depleted, conditions like macular degeneration develop. Worry. The third most common emotional condition that I see is worry. Americans seem to worry more than any other culture I have encountered. Worry causes the qi to knot and jam up. As stated time and time again, circulation is the key to healthy vision. Worry less and take more action. Worrying about the past and future creates stress. Actions that focus on helping others with their problems will usually minimize a person's own problems. Taking the focus off oneself is good practice. Release your troubles. Chaos and overstimulation. Chaos, overstimulation, and overexcitement can disrupt the circulation of blood, the heart qi, and finally the heart yang. When the heart grows weak, it slowly deprives the eyes of vital nourishment. Fright. Fright scatters qi and disrupts the normal flow pattern of qi and blood. This disruption will impair the circulation and nourishment to the eyes. Grief and depression. Grief and depression consume qi. Energy consumption will reduce function and impair a person's capacity to regenerate. Grief and depression can also cause a congestion of the lung qi, which can cause cataracts. General emotional imbalances lead to stagnation of qi, causing heat to rise up to the head and eyes. The essential qi, blood, and fluids are not distributed to the eyes. Having emotions is a part of being human, but when specific emotions go unresolved, physical health problems are sure to arise. It's not to say that people shouldn't have emotions, rather, that it's necessary to experience them resolve and accept the circumstance that led to these emotions, and move on in life. One effective method for assessing what your issues may be is to simply make a list of what and who is bothering you. You can then separate the list into two columns. One, the things that bother you that you can change and are within your control. Two, the things that bother you that you can't change and are out of your control. Make a plan to address those things you have the power to change, and work toward healing those broken parts of your life. Choosing to consciously let negative things go when they are beyond your control can bring about liberation far beyond your wildest expectations. Deep-seated emotional problems and serious psychological conditions can be devastating to a person's life. It's worth seeking help from a trained professional if you feel that you need the help. I cannot stress enough the importance of resolving these issues. In my clinical experience, at least 80% of all degenerative eye patients have some major unresolved issues. Please, be courageous and face these issues head on. The price you pay for not dealing with your problems could be your eyesight. Is your sight worth being right? The chart on page 27 summarizes the 7 emotional causes of disease according to Chinese medical theory. The organ, the heart, is associated with the adverse emotion, chaos, overexcitement, and overstimulation. The healing virtue, ritual and propriety. The liver is associated with the adverse emotion, anger and resentment. The healing virtues are compassion and tranquility. The spleen is associated with worry and obsession. The healing virtues, faith and comfort. The lung is associated with the adverse emotions, grief, melancholy, and depression. The healing virtue, rectify and resolve. The kidney is associated with fear and anxiety. Its healing virtues are courage and wisdom. The heart and kidney are associated with the adverse emotions of terror and fright. The healing virtues, resolution, and calm. Non-environmental, non-emotional causes of degenerative vision loss. Physical trauma is an obvious cause of vision problems. What may not be so obvious is that physical traumas often include medical procedures performed on the eyes. Surgical eye procedures can severely damage your eyes. Although caring physicians will do all they can to help a patient, the results can turn out much less than beneficial. Today, when you visit a physician, he or she is likely to recommend one or two things: drugs and/or surgery. Surgical procedures do sometimes work wonders for certain eye conditions. Far too often, things can and do go wrong, leaving the patient in a much worse position. In some cases, the damage is irreversible, and I see this increasingly in my clinical practice. Procedures may offer a short-term correction and may occasionally help. But keep in mind that the eyes are extremely sensitive to drugs and surgery, and a lot can go wrong, so it's worth thinking long and hard before agreeing to have your eyes tampered with. Healing and restoration of the eyes becomes much more challenging in these cases of prior medical intervention, due to the excessive trauma and scar tissue. In my years of working with eye conditions, the only patients who have not responded very well to treatment are those with serious traumatic injury, or those who have had excessive or damaging medical procedures to their eyes. Not to say that these people cannot be helped with Chinese medicine, just that those who have had a lot of structural damage generally do not respond as well as those who have not. In my opinion, the methods of Chinese medicine discussed in this book should in most cases be implemented long before choosing drugs or surgery. These modalities are not invasive and have virtually no side effects. If nothing else works, drugs and surgery could be considered as the absolute last resort. Less is always more, and the less you do to your eyes, the better your chances are of healing them. Treatment of eye disease according to pattern discrimination. Chinese medicine forms diagnosis and treatment plans based on pattern discrimination. Western medicine bases its treatment on symptoms and disease diagnosis. People can have the same disease diagnosed by conventional Western physicians, and all have different patterns according to Chinese medicine. For example, if you have three people diagnosed with dry macular degeneration, they may all have different Chinese patterns. One may have central qi sinking. One may have yin deficiency. And one may have a pattern of liver yang rising. All three people would have very different treatment plans. Even though they all have the same manifest condition, the underlying cause is different. In addition to assessing the condition of the eyes, it is important to understand the condition of a person's overall health. Disease and dysfunction simply cannot be isolated or reduced to a specific organ or area of the body. Once a complete health history is taken, and Chinese medical evaluation has taken place, pulse diagnosis, tongue diagnosis, etc., the practitioner forms a pattern of disharmony based on all the information he or she has gathered. A treatment plan is designed according to the pattern of the patient. Since Chinese medicine bases treatment on patterns rather than symptoms of disease, it is able to form effective treatment strategies for degenerative vision loss conditions. Western medicine is at a loss because it lacks the diagnostic technology of pattern discrimination to identify the root cause of the illness.